Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Chamisha Asa, the 15th chapter in the Hilchas Machalas Asuris, in the laws of Abin and Fudems, in the Rambam Sefer Kedusha, in the Book of Sanctity, which Rambam continues with the theme of the previous Perek, which is discussing in general the concept of forbidden foods. And in this Perek, the Rambam discusses regarding the laws of Taroibis, of forbidden mixtures of foods. So Rambam begins in Halacha Alpha, the general concept. Davar Asar, a forbidden item, Shenis Arb Davar Muta, that gets mixed in with something that's permitted. So if it's min b'shein and minay, if it's one type with a different type, different species, different types, then the halacha is b'nais in tam. It's if it gives flavor, as Ram is going to explain in the next halacha. Min b'minay, if it's from the same type that's getting mixed in, she'iyef shalamad al tam, that you can't go ahead and ascertain the taste because it's both the same type of food item, then the halacha is yibat the baroy, the nullification, according to biblical law, it goes according to the majority, but regarding rabbinic law, that we'll see later on, halacha dal and hay. Says Ram Halacha Beis Ketari explains the previous halacha. Says how so? Chelav aklois. If, for example, if the fats of the kidneys, shenafel techa grease, and that falls into the split beans, into the bean of v'nimoy chakol, everything gets dissolved. So, and the fats of the kidneys are forbidden. So, time in the grease, and you taste the beans. Im lo nimtzabem tam chel. If you don't taste the taste of the forbidden fats, haril matar. So it's permitted. Vim nimtzabem tam chel, but it has the taste of the forbidden fats. V'hoyibem amosh, and has inside the substance of the fats, so that Torah says biblically going to be forbidden. Like we said, min b'shein and minoy is b'nais and tam. Now, nimtzibem taimer b'lohay b'mamashu. Now, if it only had the taste of the fats, but none of the substance, that's only going to be rabbinically forbidden because tam ki'ikar, the taste as the primary, is not a biblical law that would only be rabbinically prohibited. Now, halacha gimel says, Ram ketzer hu mamashu. What's considered substance, not just taste? Kagoyim, for example, shoyim achelev, there was from the forbidden fats a kezias, an olive-sized piece, but chol shalosh beitzim min ha-terebis. From all, when one looks at a three eggs size, which is the halacha, the Rambam says, is kedeh chilis pras. From the mixture, if in that amount of mixture there is an olive size of the forbidden fats, then if you eat from the split beans, which is the mixture, three egg sizes, since you have an olive size of the fats, like we're saying, the substance over here, and a kezayish, which is the shear of liability of the chelav, like he's going to get lashes. Because here you have the taste and you have the substance that's here. Now, avol pach is mishalish bein, but if let's say you don't have a kezayish of iser, if you only have less than three beitzim. So then, then you get rabbinic lashes because here you have a mixture that's less than the amount of having the shear of liability. So it's essentially only having taste and not substance. Or let's say you didn't have in the mixture an olive size in all the three eggs and that amount of food item, not about little eggs, but that shear of the beans. Even though it has a taste of forbidden fats, and he eats the whole pot, but it's only going to bring lashes again because it wasn't b'kedechilas pras. He didn't have that amount of time of eating the shear of a kezias, which you have to have a substance in the amount of the kedechilas pras, which is that of a half a loaf of bread, which is that of three eggs worth. So the liability is only when you have tamay and mamoshay, and that is the shevik isayis in the amount of three bayim worth. But if there's only just the taste, or if, like we said, if let's say it's going to be less than three bayim, which again, if you're eating less than three bayim, you're not getting the kezayis, or even if you're eating more, but not within that amount of time, then one will only get rabbinic lashes. Halacha dal, nafal chelav kolayis, let's say the forbidden fats of the kidneys falls in lechelav ha'alya, into the fats, the permitted fats of the tail, and everything gets dissolved together. So, and here we're going back to that we said of min b'minoy. So, they're both fats. One forbidden fats, one permitted fats. So, if the fats of the fatty tail was kishnam b'chel v'kloyis, double, 2-to-1 ratio of the forbidden fats of the kidneys, like we said in Halacha Aleph, that when it's the same type, it's bat b'raiv, biblically, it's going to be permitted. And, another case, even if let's say there's a slice of not kosher meat that wasn't properly slaughtered, where you have the slice itself, it's not dissolved, we just don't know which piece is which. Which gets mixed in two pieces of kosher slaughtered meat, biblically it's going to be permitted. Go based on the laws of majority, 2-to-1. I'm the Rishayfrim, but regarding rabbinic law, says the Rambam, it's all going to be forbidden. Until it gets lost, the forbidden item, simply because of its intense minority, not going to be anything significant, that remains that you could still see it visible, commission like we'll explain later on in Perek Tezayin. Then rabbinically we're going to consider it as batel, but although biblically it's enough with a basic majority, rabbinical requires that it's totally batel. Now, halacha hey, says the Rambam, ubakamis arb daba asa, now explain what we just said. How much has something, the forbidden item, have to be mixed in, v'yoyvid ba'itzim yuta, it's going to be lost from its intense minority, meaning it's like almost non-existent? Kashish nasa b'chacham, it's like the measurements that the sages gave. Yes, there are certain things, shashur b'shishim, it requires a ratio of 60 to 1. V'yesh shashur b'meya, there are some things that require a ratio of 100 to 1, specifically truma, as we learn halacha yud gimel. V'yesh shashur b'mesan, there are some things that require a ratio of 200 to 1, specifically arul and klai akerim, like we can explain later on. Now, halacha vav, the Rambam, goes and gives this general idea and regarding certain things that actually will not fit into these categories of the halachas of bittel. It says Ram Nimtzis Lamed, so it comes out, you learn like this. Shekolus and Shabbat Torah, all the prohibitions in the Torah, Bein Yisur Malkus, whether the prohibition that one gets lashes for, Bein Yisur Kurs, whether it's the prohibition that one would get Kurs for, Bein Yisur Hanoa, Shinis Orv B'Mach Lamuto, whether it's something that's prohibited to have even benefit from it that gets mixed into a permitted food item. It's like this, like we said, min b'shein emina, if it's two different species, two different types, so it's b'nei satam. It goes according to if it's giving flavor or not, as we said in Perek Tes Halacha Ches. Min b'mina, if it's the same type, she'yev shalam al-tam, that you can't ascertain it based on the taste, again, they're both meat, they're both whatever it is, then shiur b'shishim, then the measurement is either a ratio of 60, or b'mei, or 100, or b'masayim, or 200, accordingly, whatever the halacha context is. Now, chutz, here's what the Rambam talks about certain exceptions. Miyayin Nesach, except for wine of idolatrous purposes, Mnechumis Avodah Zarah, because the stringency of Avodah Zarah, where has different halachas, and Mechutz Mitavla, except for untithed produce. And the reason that is Shari Efshel Lasaknai, because by Tevel, one could go ahead and fix it, you could separate the Trumas and Maisa, and there will be a permitted item. This is called Dabashesh Lamatir, something that has a permitter, so then the laws of Bittul do not apply, and it actually makes something forbidden, even a minute amount, like Avodah Zarah. Therefore, these two, Avodah Zarah and Tevel, they make things forbidden, even a minute amount, even if it's more than 60 or 100 or 200, still going to make it awesome. And v'shalei b'minon, if it's a different species, different type, that will be based on if it gives taste, like all other Yisurim, where the stringency they had by Yayin Nesach was only when it's the same type, but when it's m'shein b'minon, where there's no taste of the Isser in the mixture, that's like it's not here, and they weren't stringent, and therefore then it will have halacha bittel. So in Rambam, halacha sayin ketzad, Rambam explains how so. Tipis yayin nesach, we have a drop of yayin nesach, shenafala kamachav yishal yayin, that many barrels of wine, kosher wine, have fallen into it, hakal asas, olo gemi fabinik, like we're going to explain, pek dezen halacha chavchas, where even a minute amount, kosher, even if you have 1,000 to 1, 2,000 to 1, doesn't make a difference, it's all going to be asr. The other case that we just brought in the previous halacha, a cup of untithed wine, shenasar b'chav, as it gets mixed into a barrel of kosher wine, a kol tevel, everything is going to be treated as tevel, atchayafish trumas u'maisis arun l'tarivis, until you separate the trumas and mice that fit for this mixture, meaning according to whatever the amount of tevel that's mixed into this mixture, and what one does is either take it from inside here, or another type of tevel that's rabbinically obligated, because here also it's only rabbinically obligated, because again, biblically, really, it's batel b'roev or b'shishim. So it's only rabbinically mandated, but again, you could fix it. So therefore, it's called davish yesh lamatirin, and therefore, just like Avodah Zarah is also bukoshu, so too over here by tevel. Commission Rav Makayma, like when explained in this place, in halachas of trumas in the 13th chapter. Halacha chas, peirush shvius, the laws of the shemitah fruits before it's the time of beer that you have to get rid of it. So afa pishim nisorba b'minon bukoshu, who even though if it gets mixed into its same type, it prohibits it even just a minute amount, which that means to say you have to eat that whole mixture before the time of beer with the sanctity of the Shemitah produce, which has certain criteria, as the Rambam explains in Hilchos Shviyos. V'shalei b'minim b'nei satam, and if it's not its type, okay, then it's sufficient, it's going to be prohibited only if it gives a taste. Says the Rambam, and we're talking about the exceptions here to the general rules, ein l'mechlal, quote-unquote, isuri Torah. They're not included in the prohibited Torah elements, where it's going to have the klalim we said before, because she'ein oisa ha'tarevis asur, because that mixture is not, quote-unquote, forbidden. Elachayiv lechel kol ha'tarevis, because it's just, you have an obligation to eat that mixture with the Shemitah sanctity, which, that's an obligation on the person, and it's not a prohibition in the actual pre itself. K'meshes bom, kind of like we can explain in its place, in halachas ha'shemitah v'yoyivol, and perikei halacha aleph, and therefore, it's going to have a different halacha. Where if it gets mixed b'minoi, we said it's going to be b'koshu. So unlike the halacha that we said, where we opened up, we said regarding min b'minoi, halacha is that min ha-tayra, it's actually b'roiv, and okay, maybe 60, 100, 200, but it's going to have a bittel. Here we're talking about exceptions to the rule, and for different reasons, like we said, Avodah Zarah and Tevel, Avodah Zarah because it's Avodah Zarah, Chum of Kolshu, Tevel because it's Efshel Lasaknoi, so therefore, Tavet Shesh Matir, and regarding Shemitah, it's not really a prohibited item, and again, therefore, they're going to make it Aser B'Kolshu B'Minoi, unlike the general consensus, which is that it's Batel B'Roiv, or like we said, Shishim, 100, or 200. Similarly, next halacha, halacha test, says the Ram, Chometz B'Pesach. Chometz B'Pesach makes if a bin also just a minute amount. Ava Bishu Mesirut Torah, although that's from the Torah prohibitions. Ainu Bechlal Aselus. Now again, it's not including these general categories, and therefore, even Shaloi B'Minoi, which everything up until this point, even the more stringent type of Isurim, Shaloi B'Minoi was Tali and Nice and Tam, here it's going to be even Bechmashu. And the reason for that is, Lefisha Ein HaTarebis Asur La'ilam. The prohibition of Chametz is not an unlimited prohibition. In other words, it's a temporary isser, so therefore it's not even comparable to Tevel and Hekdesh, where those things are intrinsically infinite isser, but just that you could fix it through some other thing. Chametz HaPesach is the actual isser itself is only for the days of Pesach. So therefore, the Rambam it has its own halacha, and the reason it's Shavu Rilach HaPesach, after Pesach, the whole mixture is going to be permitted. Like we explained in Hilchas Chametz Matzah, Paragraph Halacha Hey. So the Fikr, therefore, Isa B'Koshu. Therefore, it makes the mixture forbidden, no matter what the reissue is, even the minute amount of Chametz. Whether it's the same type, or even if it's not the same type, it's going to be Isa B'Koshu. Again, the Rambam is talking about what are exceptions to these rules. Halacha Yot. V'adin, L'tfuah Chadasha. So too regarding the new grain, what's called Chadash, the new grain which is forbidden. Mixed with the old grain, before the Omer was brought, so the new grain wasn't yet permitted. So we're not comparing it to the previous halacha of Chametz HaPesach, which that's more unique than the rest. Rather, we're comparing like Tevel, where if it's the same type, it's going to be Aser B'Kolshu, again, unlike the general Isurim. But with Shalei B'Minoi, it's going to be Aser B'Nais and Tam. Here, Aser B'Kolshu, it's going to make it forbidden in a minute amount. Again, Shari Yesh L'Matir, just like Tevel, because it has permitted. What do you mean it has permitted? Shalach HaOmer, Yutakol, because after the Omer is brought, it's all going to be permitted. So we don't allow ourselves the heter of bittel, of nullification, if you don't need to come on to that, because the actual Isser will be permitted itself once the Eim is brought. And it says, anything that has a permitter, even if it's a rabbinic Isser, could go in, for example, Isser Muktzah, Benoilid, Beyomtiv, on Yomtiv, when something was set aside not to be used, or it just came about on Yomtiv, which is rabbinic Isser, Lenoslub, Chacham Shir, the sages did not give a certain amount. Even one in many thousands is not going to be nullified. And the reason for that is because shariyesh derech sheyutaba, because there are ways that it's going to be permitted, because there are matirim, it's only for now that it's prohibited, but after Yom Tov it's going to be permitted. So therefore, for now, we don't say bittel. Could go in Hekdesh, for example, Hekdesh or Meister Sheni and the second time, the Kiyitzvah and the things like that, where Hekdesh could be permitted through redemption. Meister Sheni, you could bring it to Yerushalayim, or it could be given Mechalit. And since there are Matirin, so then we don't allow it to be permitted in its Isser, in its prohibited state, by the laws of Bittul, by nullification. Now, Halachi Ralf. Avol Ha'arlaber, regarding the fruits of the tree in its first 3 years when the fruits are prohibited. V'kilai Kerem, regarding the prohibited mixture of a vineyard with other types of grains. V'chelev and prohibited fats. V'dan and blood. And again, and all other Isurim in the Torah. And v'chein Chumas, and also regarding the prohibition of Chumas for non-Kahanim. Nosnu Chacham B'Emshir, these sages did give a measurement. She'im B'hem Derech Hetel Chalad, because there is no path to permit it to every single person. Because even Chumas, which are permitted for Kahanim, are always forbidden for Zarim. So there the halacha is different. There we'll have the halacha bittel, again, according to whatever the isser is, unlike the exceptions that we just mentioned before, there will be asr, even with a kalshu. Now, says Ram Halacha Yid Beis Yerali, it appears to me, that even things that have permitters in this arv, b'she'ena mini, if it got mixed with something that's not the same type, and it does not give a taste, then mutter is going to be permitted. Like we said, there it's only usr if it's nice and tam. The reason why Ram says Yerali is because he's disagreeing with the Rif and the Sechtes Chulin that says that if it has matirin, even enamini, it's not going to be batal. But the Ram explains the logic for his opinion. He says, lo yezesh yesh lematirin. You can't say that this case is of that thing that have permitters should be chamam ritavel, should be more stringent than untithed produce. Sharif Shlasakne, Tevel, it also, so to speak, has permitted, as the first case of Rambam brought, where you could fix it, you could take off Trumas and Mice, and then it's going to be permitted. The Ava Pekin, even so Shaloi B'minai, when it's mixed with something that's not the same type, but Nice and Tom, it's only forbidden if it gives a taste commission, like we explained in Allah Chavav. So therefore, the same thing is applied to all these other cases, Hekdesh, Mice, Sheni, or anything that has Matirim, it's Be'enam, meaning with a different type of element, it's only going to be Usher if it's Nice and Tom. Ah, says the Rambam, Alti Tama al Chametz and Pesach, and you're going to wonder, hey, what's Chametz and Pesach? Like we mentioned, that we pointed out that that's an exception, that we said that there it's going to be even Be'enamini, it's going to be Aser B'mashu, B'koshu. Sha'atar Rambam, that's because the Torah says in Shema Yisrael Beis, Kol Machmetzos Le'Sechelu, any leavening one shouldn't eat, Lafika Chichmir, by therefore they restrained with it, Kamesh Ran, like we explained, in Halacha Tess, where there, it's Aser B'koshu, not only B'mina, but even Shalei B'mina, but again, all the other halachas are not like that, but rather like Tevel, where Be'inamin is going to be Aser if it gives a taste. Now, Lochi Yud Gimel says, Ram, Be'elu Heim Hashirim Shnas Chacham. So, what are the measurements that the sages did give for all other Sum in the Torah, where we say that there it is going to be a limited quantity to make it forbidden? So, you have in one category is Hatruma, which that's given to the Kohen, approximately 1/50. If a Trumas Meiser, which is actually the Levi gets 1/10, a tenth of that goes to the Kohen, Vachala, which a portion of the dough that's taken to the Kohen, the Bikurim, the first fruits of the seven types of fruits that Eretzel is praised with, which is brought up in a basket and given to the Kohanim, Eilin Be'echad Umeya, that if those entities which are prohibited for non-Kohanim falls into Chulin, they are butl in the ratio of 101, Betzarch Laharim. What you have to do is, if a saw of Truma falls into 100, you have to separate from that mixture one sub truma and give it to the kain, because even though it's nullified, that's regarding prohibitory law. But regarding monetary law, it's stealing from the tribe, from the kahanim, as Rambam explained later in Halacha Tezvav, where you still have to pay it forward. So therefore, you have to separate, and then that will be the laws of bitl. And then we start from zemazet. And these entities that we just spoke about here, they combine one with the other. In other words, if a half a saw of Truma mixes with half a saw, let's say, of Chala, or one of these other ones, into less than 100 of Chulin, it's all going to be us. And the reason for that is because all these are called in the Torah Truma. So though they're not all Truma, but they're called Truma, so they all combine as if they're the same Isser. And so to Bechein, Prusa Shalech Maponim, a piece of the showbread, which is hektish on the Shulchan all week, which some explain that we're talking about when it's Tame, if that falls in Latech Prusa Shalchulin into pieces of bread that are Chulin, unconsecrated, it's going to be nullified in a ratio of 101. Kitzat haso. So kamach me'achad me'elu. If you have a saw with certain measurement of flour of one of these prohibited entities, or like we said, or mixes together from all of them together, she'enafel me'a saw kamach shalchum, where it falls into 100 a saw, a measurement of flour of chulin, but it's all mixed together. So like we said, me'emin akol saw, so you have to separate from this whole mixture one saw, k'neged saw she'enafel correlated to the saw that fell in, and you give that to the hektish, v'ashur mutul chalazim, and the rest is permitted to every single person. Now, nafla pachis may have falls into less than 100, nasa komadum, everything becomes this mixture of hektish and chulin, of truma chulin, and therefore, again, permitted to a kohen, but forbidden to that of a non-kohen. Now, the Rambam continues in Halach Yedalad regarding nullification in a ratio of 200 to 1. Says the Rambam, ha'arlo, the fruits of the first 3 years of a tree, bekila akarim, and the forbidden mixture planted in the vineyard, they're the ratio of nullification, unlike that of what we just said regarding Truma, which is 100 to 1. Here it's 200 to 1. And here too, Mitzvah from Zem Zed, these two, Arul and Klai Kerem, they combine with one to the other. So although they're actually two different prohibitions, two different titles, but since they have the same measurement of nullification, which actually I learned out one from the other, so therefore they combine. And here, Ve'in the Tzach Laharim, here you don't have to separate anything from the forbidden mixture, the amount of the prohibited item that fell in. Says Ram Kitzah, what's the case talking about? Revi'ah shel yayin arla, let's say if a quarter of a leg of wine of arla, a kilai kerem, or the wine from the forbidden vineyard of the forbidden mixture, falls in. Or that revi'ah of the cup of wine was a combination of those two isurim. Shenafzoi letech masayim revi'ah shel yayin, they fell into 200 revi'ahs of kosher wine. Takal mut, everything is permitted because you have the ratio of 200 to 1. And in the tzach laharim klum, like we say, you don't have to separate any from like the amount of prohibited item that fell in to take that out. Enough of the bachas, but it falls into less than 200. Hakolas manoi, everything is made forbidden to have benefit. Now, halacha tezvav, the Rambam explains the discrepancy in the previous halachas. The lametzach lahar matruma. Why do we say in halacha yud gimel that you have to separate the amount of truma that fell in? So even though in regard to prohibitory law we said that, but you say we still have to take out the amount that fell in. V'loyarm arlo v'kilakem. How come by arlo and kilakem we don't require to take out the amount of arlo and kilakem that fell in? Says the Rambam, because regarding reparatory law, it's all permitted because it's nullified. But shatruma mamet kahanim, but truma is the monetary element that's owned by the kahanim. For that monetary law, that's not nullified, and therefore that would have to be taken out and given that amount at least to the kahanim. Now, lefika, therefore, said the Rambam, called truma she'en kahanim makvin la, if it's any type of truma that the kahanim are not particular about, given truma saklisim, like the truma of some type of inferior type of figs, v'acharuv, and then carobs, v'surim, sheba'edem, or the edemite type of barley, that which is not significant, they don't make care about, then in Tzoklam, you don't have to separate anything, because regarding Easter, it's batel, regarding mammon, the kahanim don't care about it. Halacha design, but lo mekav l'shir arlo b'kelei kahanim. Now, why is it that truma, a ratio of 100 to 1 is sufficient, and by some reason, the arla and the kelei kahanim require a ratio of 200 to 1? The reason is, because they're not just forbidden to be eaten like truma, they're even forbidden to have benefit. So because of that added stringency, it requires double. Now, why is it sufficient, a ratio of 100 to 1 by trumas? Shari trumas maisa, where'd they get the number 100 to 1? Shari trumas maisa, because by trumas maisa, which is echad mimeya, it's a 100th from the original produce, because it's maisa from maisa, you give a lady a tenth, and the tenth from that he gives to the coin, this trumas maisa, that's 100th. That's umakanda shakal, and that makes the whole original crop forbidden. Kishnem, the pasuk says, "Mamid be'es mikdash memendo," that you take off the sacred from it, meaning you give that trumas meiser to the kohen. Now, Amacham, the sages said, "What do you mean es mikdashai? Davashat meir memendo, something that you're separating from this grain, which is trumas meiser, this 100th. It's telling us im chazal etoichi, it would fall back into the parish where it was taken out from. Mikatsha, it would make it sanctified, it would make it forbidden. So you see this ratio of the trumas from the halacha of 100th, or is 100 to 1, from the Trumas Meister, which is 100th, that it would make it forbidden if it fell back inside it. Now Rambam continues halacha yidzayin regarding a different type of a nullification ratio, than of the 60 to 1, and things that are similar to 60 to 1. Says Rambam, shari surin shabbatayin, now all other prohibitions in the Torah, and the reason why it says in the Torah, because it's coming to exclude rabbinic, which actually doesn't require 60 to 1, but rather 59 to 1, Kulam, all of them, for example, Pesach, Shkatz, Mermasim, the flesh of the teeming and crawling dead bugs, vermin, v'chelev, and forbidden fats, v'dam, and blood, v'kirzbem, all those similar type of things. Shurim b'shishim, then measurement to nullify the iser is if it has a ratio of 60, ketzad hauso. Kezayis chelev kolayis, let's say you have an olive size of the forbidden fats of the kidneys. Shanafel tech shishim kezayis mechev alida falls into 60 olives of the permitted fats of the fatty tail. So together, it's 61 pieces of olive-sized fats. Hakalmot, everything can be permitted. Now, nafal apachim mishishim falls into less than 60 of the heter. Hakalas, it's all going to be forbidden. V'chein sotim nafal kisa'irichel. Let's say it even falls in a barley size of the forbidden fats, which Rambam is coming to tell us that even the halacha applies of chatzi shir, which you don't get lashes, but it's not sufficient in the laws of bitl until you have 60 to 1, regarding if it's prohibited or not. If you have this even barley size of fats, so you have to have like 60 barley sizes of the permitted fats to nullify. And mechin mishari sum so too regarding other prohibitions. And mechin shum mishal giranasha so too the fats of the sciatic nerve of the giranasha, which is a forbidden part of the animal. Shnufal gedir shabasa, where it falls into a pot of mead, mishar nasi b'shishim, you evaluated with a ratio of 60. And vein shum nagim minyan, the fats of the giranasha itself is not counted from that, rather you need to have 60 besides the Giranasha that fell in to nullify those fats. Now, Vavpisha Shuman Giranasha Mandabrim, now although the fats of the Giranasha itself is rabbinic, Kamishban, like we explained, Perchaz Alacha Alev. So if it's rabbinic, generally you don't require 60 to 1. But Hoyle Giranasha, Beribif and Asma, since the Giranasha is its own entity, it's a whole ligament by itself, Hechmibra Kisur Tetha, they're stringent it like the way the biblical law is. And biblical law requires a nullification of 60 to 1. Now, Havagir Atzmai, the ligament itself, Emesharamboy, we don't evaluate for it, the Inno Isa, and it doesn't make anything prohibited. The reason is Shembagidim at the same time, because the ligament itself doesn't give a taste, so we don't have to nullify it. You can't eat it, you have to take it out, but we don't have to evaluate regarding how much flavor it's giving inside the pot of the kosher food. But the Shuman, the fat itself, which is rabbinically prohibited, that you would require nullification, and the Chiddush is that it requires 60 to 1, like the way it is regarding biblical law, although it's only rabbinically forbidden. Now, Halach Yitches Avakchal. But regarding the udder of a cow, shenisbashlim abaso, any animal, where if it was cooked with kosher meat, so that's beshishim. There, yes, you need a ratio of 60 to 1, because it's rabbinically forbidden, but a kol min aminyan, the udder itself, its meat, is considered part of the kosher meat to nullify the prohibited entity. Why? Since the halacha of utter being forbidden is rabbinic commission brown, like we explained over there in halacha yud beis, so hekel bishur, so they were lenient regarding its measurement, where we're going to count the utter itself as part of the measurement. That's why he said that really there you'll need 59 to 1 and only 60 to 1, because you're actually counting the kal itself to nullify the prohibition that it's introducing into the pot of meat. Now, halacha yud test, so we spoke about 60 to 1, 59 to 1. Now it says, Rama Beyat Shenimtzaba Afroich. If you have an egg, that inside you find a chick, Shenishlikot in Beyam Batrayas, that was cooked with the permitted eggs, Im Hoysim Shisha Ma'achas Vihi. If there's actually 61 and the prohibited egg, which together is 62 eggs, Hadim Batrayas, then it's all going to be permitted. But Hoysim Shisha Ma'achas Vihi, let's say it was only with 60, with together with that 61, Nesrakot, everything's going to be forbidden. Why? I thought 60 to 1, even regarding biblical law, is sufficient. The reason is when they should bury it from the atzma, because this chick, which wasn't slaughtered, this is prohibited, it's its own creature, so that's why it's more than just that of Gid Anasha, which we say it takes it up one notch. That's because it's not its own creature, although it's its own entity, it's its own creature. So also Hekabah, here they made some type of recognizable stringency, but Yisifu Bishur, they actually add on to the measurement, and therefore it's not enough to have 60 to 1, you actually have to have 61 to 1. Now, halacha chaf. Aval beyas oif tamei. That's regarding if you have an egg with a chick inside. Aval beyas oif tamei. But if you have the egg of a non-kosher animal, shenishlik kol bey oif tamei, that was cooked with the eggs of a kosher animal, of a kosher bird, lo sa'isim. So actually, that doesn't even make the kosher eggs forbidden, because it's not emitting any taste. Now, obviously, we're talking about where it wasn't peeled. Whereas by an egg that had a chick, even if it wasn't peeled, it can make it forbidden, because that oozes out from the chick through the egg itself, but the egg that doesn't have a chick, even though it's from a non-kosher egg, would not make it forbidden. Now, v'mtarf elam elam, but unless you mixed it all together, you beat the eggs, and you mixed them. Oy, shenis arva beyas oiv tamei, oy beyas treifa, im beyas acheres, or let's say the non-kosher egg, or the egg from a kosher species, but it was a treifa, which is also, we call it non-kosher, with other kosher eggs, shiyum b'shishim, again, that will be like the regal halacha of being evaluated of a ratio of 60 to 1. Halacha falf. Now, what did the sages rely on when they came up with this measurement of 60 to 1 for the nullification of Isser and Heter? Says Rambam, Sharia Murim Me'el Nazir, because what's elevated from the ram of a Nazir, someone who takes a vow not to drink wine and not to come tummy to mace, different laws, and when he finishes his Naziris, he has to bring a ram. Now, the elevated part, which is the part that's given to the Kain, Vihi Azraya, that's the four leg, is echad mishish mishar ayal. That's 1/60 of the rest of the ram. Now vehimis bashal simai, that is considered like hektish, and it's cooked with the rest of the non-hektish part of the ram, which is eaten by the rest of the people. Veinu seres oisa, and it doesn't make the rest forbidden. Shnemak says in the pasuk, v'lokacha koyin es israel b'shelim an ayal, that the koyin takes the cooked foreleg from the ram. Ah, so obviously you see, because since there's 60 in regards to that one foreleg, that is the ratio of not making forbidden, because it's nullified in the ratio of the rest, which is, you see, this measurement of 60 to 1. Now, halacha beis Ram continues regarding adding in one more variable. Not just the halacha that we spoke about previously with min b'mina, but min b'mina and something else. Says Rambam, min b'mina v'dava achash nesarzim. If you have two things of the same type with some other thing that's all mixed together. Kukain, for example, he gives a case. Kedei shayi b'chelev alya. If you have a pot that had the fats of the fatty tail, which is a permitted fats, for greasen and beans, which are also permitted item. So these two things, you have min and davar acher. Now you have min b'minoi, you have a ester and a heter of the same type of thing, which are fats, because the fats of the kidneys are prohibited, and davar acher, which is beans. So you have min b'minoi, the two types of fats, kosher and not kosher, and the davar acher, which are the beans. V'nimchakol, everything gets dissolved all together in this pot, one big melting pot. V'nasa gufechad, becomes one entity. So the halacha is royin eschel of alya v'sagrisin kilo him gufechad. With you, the fats of the fatty tail and the beans, as if they're one thing, because they're all heter. U'mesharin chel v'klois, but grisin alya, and therefore you can evaluate the fats of the kidneys, which are the not kosher, in the beans and in the fatty tail. You view the isra, if it's giving taste, into this permitted mixture. It was a ratio of 60 to 1. Mutz is going to be permitted. Because you can't taste it. It got mixed into both these permitted items. And therefore, you're not going to evaluate just the one with the other. You're going to evaluate in regards to the whole pot. Halacha Chav Gimel. But what did the Trumas from the Sarva, the Shar Memeya, same thing is regarding Trumas that get mixed in to evaluate it in the ratio of 100 to 1. Vikilai Kerama Arla Shar, same thing regarding prohibited mixture of a vineyard or the Arla fruits to evaluate there, like we said, the ratio is 200 to 1. Meaning, if it's Mimba Mina, but Dava Acher, it's going to be that you're going to evaluate the prohibited thing in the Dava Acher and the Mint to see if it's giving taste to them together. Now, related, the Ram Gatin Halacha Chav Dal, regarding when something prohibited falls in, you evaluate it based on the whole pot, as the Ram says. When you evaluate regarding all prohibited entities, like we said, whether it's something that requires a bit of 60 to 1, whether it requires a ratio of 100 to 1, whether it requires a ratio of 200 to 1, the halach is misharin, you evaluate it in the gravy of atvon, the spices of akol shesh b'kedera, whatever's in the pot, and even of amasha b'kedera, even what the pot absorbed, after the prohibited entity fell in, according to what you could evaluate, because like Ram says, you can't know exactly precisely how much the pot absorbed, but you can evaluate based on all the entities that are in the pot, even including the pot itself, according to how much it absorbed. Did it after it's spreading out and disseminating everywhere, is it going to have anywhere concentration that's going to be less than 60 to 1? Then it's going to be usur, but if it's going to be less than that, if it's going to be more than 60 to 1, then it's going to be permitted. Now, Halacha of Chafei, the Ram continues regarding the prohibition of initially nullifying something that's prohibited. As Ram says, although there is Halacha of Bitl that it becomes permitted and becomes nullified, but initially, it's forbidden to go ahead and deliberately go ahead and nullify a biblical prohibition to add on more heter to make it that it'll be nullified in the mixture. Now, Vimbitl, if someone did nullify it, Hariz Amuta, it's permitted because ultimately it's nullified. But in spite of that, the sages penalized the person if he did it deliberately. They said it's all forbidden. Now, says Rami Yeroli, it appears to me, since it's a rabbinic penalty, we're only going to penalize and make it forbidden, this mixture, to the one who nullified it, this iser. But for others, it's all going to be permitted. As Rami says, Allah Chabab, Kate's a household. Let's say a saw, measurement of arla, falls into 100 saw of kosher. Now, everything becomes forbidden because arla requires a ratio of 200 to 1. Here it's a mixture of 100 to 1. Says the Rambam, lo yavi mei saw cheres. He cannot bring, he's not allowed to bring 100 saw, other 100 saw, vitzarf and to combine the kedish, tal bech masab, that should be nullified in a ratio of 200 to 1. Then avavasik, and if he violates and does this, yahakol mot, everything can be permitted for others, but not for the one who's doing it himself. That's regarding biblical law. But regarding rabbinical law, says the Rambam, there you could even initially go ahead and nullify it. As Rambam says, Halacha chavzayin kitzer haso, chalav shenafa legedera shish b'besarif. If milk falls into a pot of chicken, v'nosim tambagdan is giving of prohibited milk and meat taste in this pot of chicken, marbala b'saroif achat shivat latam, you could keep on adding chicken until it nullifies the taste. V'chen kriyitz would say anything like this, because the isra basar b'chalav is only regarding animal meat, not chicken meat. It's rabbinically prohibited. And since rabbinic prohibition, one could go ahead and create a situation of bitl liketchila, of nullifying that rabbinic isra. Now, Halacha Chaf Ches, the Ram continues regarding another leniency, regarding tam levgam. As Ram says, Kfar Be'an already explained, Shem Nasim Dav Ha'asr, Taima B'Dav Ha'mutu. If a prohibited entity gives its taste into something permitted, so Nesakol, everything's forbidden. And that's what he said, that's why Shishim, it nullifies the taste. When we can't ascertain, if you could, then you taste it. Now, but Medrum, when do we say this, that the taste is going to make the permitted entity forbidden, is B'Shbichai. When the prohibited element is giving, making it better in the permitted thing, it's giving a good taste, but albeit a prohibited entity, so therefore it's forbidden. But if, let's say, this forbidden item that's falling into the permitted thing is actually detracting from the taste of the permitted item, the hifsa time, it's making it, it's causing a loss to the good taste of the permitted item, hariz mutter, then even though the tarfis is here mixed in, it's going to be permitted. Now, as long as the Ram says he qualifies, it has to be that it gave a bad taste from the beginning till the end. But let's say initially it gives a bad taste, but the end is going to make it better. Or initially made it better. Although at the end it's going to make it worse. There is also, then it's going to be forbidden, because ultimately it does give an element of shvach, and thus of a tarevis of isa. Now, Halacha Tes Ram continues regarding how does one inspect the regarding the taste of the tarevis of the forbidden mixture. So Halacha Tes says Ram, who gets to taste it to see if it's giving it a taste or not, or if it's giving a good taste or bad taste. So imhayahama aruv truma isa machulin, if it's a mixture of truma with chulin, so although it's forbidden for non-kahanim, the kohen can taste it. who he's permitted to eat truma. And how you tell my truma, if the taste of truma is recognizable, everything's a forbidden mixture of truma and chulin. And if not, then it's going to be permitted to even the non-canon. Ovilchus trumas and the laws of trumas in Perkei Gimel and Perkei Dalet, Yisbor Din HaMadumah, there the Rambam explains exactly the parameters of the halacha of the mixtures of truma and chulin. Halacha Lamed. V'mhoye basa b'chalav. Now, let's say it was a mixture of meat and milk. Oy, or yayin nesech, v'yayin arlo, v'klei akerem, or it's wine that's from libations of idolatry, or wine from an arlo, a grapevine, or wine from a vineyard that was mixed with other grains. Shenaf ladash, where that wine fell into honey. And the reason is that although yayin nesech was said as asa b'mashu, and not in the laws of Bittl, that's only b'mina, but here it's enamin, it's mixed with not another type of wine, but rather with honey. Let's say dead bugs that are forbidden, that they get mixed with vegetables. Okay, it's meant or anything like that. So here, he can't have a Yisrael taste it, because if it is giving taste, he just ate non-kosher. But a Gentile tasted. But some people rely on what he says. If he says, I don't taste anything, it tastes like regular vegetables to me. Or Yishomai says, yes, bitam. You know, I do taste something else. But it's a bad taste, right? Pagami makes it worse. How come what? Everything's going to be permitted. Vahu, but as long as Shalai is safe, as long as it's not going to end up giving a good taste, like we explained in the previous halacha. Now, if there's no Gentile to taste it, so then Mishar Maisi Bishru, then again, we evaluate according to the measurements that we said, Bishishim with 60, Avimeya, or 100, Messiah, or 200, again, respectively, depending on whatever the Isser is, whether it be regularly Surim, whether it be Trumas, or whether it be that of Arla and Klahakam. Now, Halacha Laman Avdram continues regarding unique mixtures that have different types of halachas. Achbar, regarding a mouse, shenofel shecher elochem, as it falls into beer or into vinegar. Now, since those are very strong beverages, they're quick to absorb, and therefore it's like pickling it, and therefore it's like cooking it. So here, mishar maisa b'shishim. Here, we're going to evaluate the prohibited mouse according to a ratio of 60-1 in the beer or the vinegar. The reason for that is, shalom l'chayshim, we're concerned, which the Gemara does not resolve this question, shem etayim b'shecher v'chem esmeshbeach, maybe, although a rat, it's not going to give a good taste, but maybe in beer or vinegar, it actually does give a good taste. So we don't know, so we would have to evaluate it based on the ratio of 60-1. Now, I will not liyain or l'shem l'dvash, but definitely if a rat falls into wine or oil or honey, mutter, it's going to be good, it can be permitted. And even if it's giving a taste, because it's less than the ratio of 60-1, because it gives a bad taste. All these beverages, wine, honey, oil, they all need to be aromatic. When this putrefies it, most of the time it gives it a bad taste, it detracts from the taste, and therefore it's not going to make it awesome. And the Rambam continues the halacha of Amidei regarding the halacha of roasting meat with a prohibited entity. As Rambam says, Gidisha tzalo'i bechelboi. If one roasted a kid goat with its fats, meaning they never removed the fats that are inside the goat, which are the fats in the kidneys, fats in the intestines, which are the forbidden fats, they didn't. They just roasted the animal with its fats. So also lechel, you're not to eat from the goat, afilu mikteh ozna, even from the end of its ear, which is very far from where the fats are. The reason for that is shurachelev nivle beivah, because the fats get absorbed in all the limbs, because the fat bubbles throughout the animals, and it's going to go even up until the tip of the goat's ear. Now, b'humesh pichim, this is as long as it gives it a good taste, and gives it taste. Lefikach, therefore, if it doesn't have that characteristics, emhoyu kachash, let's say the goat was lean, thin, it didn't have the fats of the kidneys, not the fats of the intestines. Elamat, rather very little. Like a ratio of only 1 of 60. Oh, so then, like we said, it's not giving taste because it's bottled in the ratio of 60-1. So all you could do is you could just peel away and eat until you reach the fats. And obviously you're not going to eat the fats, but the rest of the animal you could eat. And the yarich shetzla, if there was a thigh that was roasted with the giranosh, the sciatic nerve that's supposed to be removed, It was not removed. It was eaten with it. Now, the fats of the gid are rabbinically prohibited. So, what you do is you peel and you eat because the fats of the gid are very lean. It doesn't really bubble so much like fats, and it just really stays in its place. And even if it's going to bubble, not enough to give a taste. So here too, you peel away and you eat until you reach to the sciatic nerve, or mashlicha, and then you throw it away. Same thing is if one roasts a fully intact animal after he slaughtered, he took the whole animal and he roasted it. V'lehesi didn't remove lechutin, not the threads of tissue, v'lekrimas asuris, and not the forbidden membranes, which we spoke about in the previous paragraph regarding blood or fats. So here also, what you can do is you just peel away and you eat because the fat is, again, lean and it doesn't bubble so much in the meat. it's not like the regular fats, it's just on the membranes there is some, and on the tissue. So when you reach to the prohibited entity, you cut it and you throw it away. Because the ligaments themselves, which are torn here, like by the Giranosha, doesn't give taste to evaluating it. So again, you could eat up until there and then throw it out. One's not supposed to roast kosher slaughtered meat with non-kosher, either because non-kosher species, because it wasn't properly slaughtered, in one oven. Now, even if they're not touching one another, and the reason for that is because the aroma that's prohibited from the prohibited entity is going into, in the same oven, into the permitted piece of meat. Now, if one did roast them together in the same oven, harizim, what's going to be permitted? And even if the prohibited meat was fatty, harba, very much, and the permitted is lean, and so that would seem to, like, that fatty element is its aroma is wafting through the oven and it's going to go into the kosher lean animal. Shareich ein oisek, says the Rambam, aroma doesn't make something forbidden. Because the only thing that makes the meat forbidden would be taste of the prohibited entity and not the aroma. So although initially one shouldn't do that, but after the fact, it's going to be permitted. Now, and Halacha Lamadal, Rambam continues regarding mixtures of permitted and forbidden pieces of meat. Says Rambam, Bisar Nevela Maliach, if there's non-kosher meat, meaning it wasn't properly slaughtered, salted nevela meat, shenivlal imay, and it's important that it was mixed with besar shchuta, which seems to be that it was not salted, the slaughtered meat. So the meats got mixed together. Hariz and Nasser. So now the kosher meats are going to be forbidden. Now, if they were both salted, actually it would not be forbidden because it's called when it's busy emitting taste because it's salted. It can't be absorbing at the same time. But we're talking about that the kosher meat is not salted. So the nevela meat is salted and therefore it's busy sending everything out. Like when we salt meat, it sends out everything inside of it. And in the kosher meat, it's not salted, so it's absorbing everything. So memnei shetamtzis hanevela, because the essence of the non-kosher meat is nevlas, beguf basar shchut, is getting absorbed in the actual slaughtered meat. And more of the efshalamikan, you can't ascertain over here. Loyalatam, not the taste, because they're both meat. V'lalashirin, you don't know the measurement, you don't know how much is coming out. So therefore, the kosher meat is going to be forbidden. And b'chem b'sarg dag tamim alich, so too regarding the flesh of a salted non-kosher piece of fish. Shenevel imay dag tavolta, where you mix with it a kosher, unsalted fish. Here also, nesem mitziroi, the kosher fish is going to be forbidden because of the brine of the non-kosher fish. Avalim hoya hamaliach tar, but if let's say the other way around, let's say the kosher piece of fish was salted. V'atafel dag tamim, and the non-kosher fish was the unsalted one. Then the salted piece of the kosher fish is not going to be forbidden. Although the non-kosher fish that's unsalted is going to be absorbing from the salt, it's not going to be absorbing so much salt from the brine that it's going to be now considered, so to speak, the salty fish to then emit back out into the kosher fish. That much is not going to be. And therefore the kosher fish is going to remain kosher. Dag tamei, shekevashim dag tar. If one has non-kosher fish that's being pickled with kosher fish, a kolasa, everything's forbidden, because obviously they're mixing together. Elam kin haya hatame, only if the non-kosher, meaning the brine that came out from the non-kosher fish, will be echad mimisayim and atar, be not more than one of 200 from the kosher fish. Now, although generally regarding all of these surim, we go with 60, not with 200, except for arlen klayakarim, but the brine of fish is very strong. So therefore, it's going to give taste into the kosher fish more than regular Yisroim, and therefore, the Chazal gave it the measurement of a ratio of 200 to 1, but if it has less than that of 200, then the kosher fish is going to be forbidden.